Proclamation number 0825 of 23rd of March, 1939. Goings-on of the Underworld. Stubborn Denies of God. Words of love continue to come to you, and well-meaning beings unite to make you receptive and prepare you to receive the teachings from above. And thus you will also hear an extremely important teaching today, which shall give you information about the goings-on of the underworld, by which is to be understood everything that rebels against the good spiritual beings and strives to work against them. These beings particularly avoid all opportunities which could serve them for higher development, and their constant intention is to draw what is not yet in dark night into Thespel, and thus to increase the flock of those who turn away from God. Thus it seems as if the number of dark beings is increasing immeasurably, since Earth and its inhabitants are resisting the good spirit's efforts and are increasingly turning away from God. However, there is also a limit to this dark power where its strength can no longer have an effect, and this is always the case when spiritually mature beings take care of people in a particularly loving way, so that equally strong good forces oppose the efforts of the evil forces and their effects on people can be felt, even if they are not entirely successful. But they nevertheless put a stop to the evil activity. Thus there is a particularly fierce battle between the good and the bad spiritual beings in the present time of spiritual adversity, but the power of love outweighs that of hatred. And this is a blessing for the erring souls. Thus a person who becomes weak in spirit due to a certain lack of knowledge will be particularly lovingly protected by his spiritual friends, and it will not be easy work for the adversary to draw him into his circle of influence. In contrast, the persistent God-denier, who has had countless opportunities of acquiring knowledge of spiritual truths, will be in greatest danger. For the dark power will season with all cunning and seek to even strengthen his will of rejection and to deprive him of all understanding for spiritual truths in order to gain a firmer hold on him. And therefore it will be considerably easier for an earthly person who is not particularly knowledgeable to attain God and realization than for an arrogant representative of God's denies who is convinced of his knowledge yet disregards God's commandments. The enemy tries to get hold of him, and then the good spiritual world will also be powerless, for such a person voluntarily places himself under the overlordship of evil and thus does not give the helpful spiritual forces permission to take care of him, and without the human being's intervention through his will an attempt at salvation cannot be carried out, and thus this person has to bear his spiritual hardship alone. He either has to try to free himself from the enemy's fetters or he will be a hopeless slave to him until time immemorial. Amen.